It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Well, I love how so many people here on the text line and YouTube and Twitch are angry at themselves for getting it wrong.
I get the competitive nature. Damn. It's all right, friends.
Somebody texted, damn! Damn it, my first guess was Taco Bell, but I thought it was way too obvious.
I get the thinking.
Hey, Tyler.
You your first, just like.
Tyler was deep in that liquor at 1:15. The obvious is the answer.
I was in like, that deep end.
Trust your gut. That's what Clint was saying this morning after Duke was 3 points off.
14 parlay. It wasn't nothing but a little $1,100 bet. It wasn't nothing but a winner.
My gut was in a bad place this morning.
Gosh dang. The gut, man. You trusted yours last night at Taco Bell.
Yeah. Didn't trust it this morning, though.
But, hell, it's Taco Bell. You knew what was coming.
Now, very fair.
All right, Clint, what is it that you're hearing to deal with the Texans that's got you in the this is so silly?
Well, it's really the whole thing, and it's old news around Tunsil, but damn it, I'm tired of it, man. Like the conversations that people have around and the silliness that has gone on around Laramie Tunsil. I don't know what's sillier. I don't know what's sillier, to be honest with you, Ron. Is it sillier that we ask questions like who's going to fill Laramie Tunsil's shoes, and we compare guys that are on this roster or maybe draft picks to Laramie Tunsil, whether it's just in passing in conversation or it's legitimately asking the question, what's sillier? Who's going to fill Laramie Tunsil's shoes or Laramie Tunsil's trade was a contract move? Like which one's, it's like, wake up, folks. This isn't a, we think we can fill the shoes of Laramie Tunsil with a draft pick or a one-year guy that was happened to be on the market a week into spring train, a week into free agency, and this wasn't a damn contract move.
What was the move then? Tell him.
Well, I told you many a time the move. And as I'm scrolling social media, I see something, and I'm like, well, this was fitting. And somebody posted a sign here that said, "Nothing will kill a great employee faster than watching you tolerate a bad one." And I thought, that's probably pretty fitting for this conversation we're fixing to have. This was a move because they needed to change the entire offensive line room. And they were willing to risk taking away the best, most talented player you can argue on the damn team. Definitely the highest paid and most accomplished. They were willing to trade that guy at a moment where pass protection for your future, for the face of your organization was at the utmost importance, and they were willing to trade this guy, and there's people out there that want to literally shape their mouths and say it was a contract move, right? I mean, get the hell out of here. Look, it was a move to completely change the face of the offensive line room. It was a move to give the OC and the new O-line coach the best ability, a clean slate, to go out and correct the major problems that are on this team.
Get the hell out of here.
I mean, quit talking about who's going to replace Laremy Tunsil. Nobody's going to replace the talent that Laremy Tunsil was. It's a collective effort. Cam Robinson, he's not going to replace him. Titus Howard, he's not going to replace him. Trent Brown, they're going to be nowhere near. They're not even in the same stratosphere.
And they say no.
Right, Mark. Yes, exactly. But I need you to listen.
The hope is that the collective is better.
That is the hope. As the collective, yes, the left tackle is gonna pale in comparison physically
from a run
to Laremy Tunsil.
From a pass blocking perspective.
Yes, yes. From again, a pass blocking perspective, which is the most important thing in Houston as an offensive lineman goes, which is exactly what D'Amico Ryans told you he looks at first and foremost when he looks at offensive linemen. Yes, nobody's going to feel those shoes, right? The point is you're bringing in guys that are all going to buy in. They're all going to be here in the offseason. They're all going to participate. They're all going to make each other better. They're all together going to raise the bar in the offensive line room. And on the offensive side of the football, they're going to raise the bar, and they're going to do so with absolutely zero resistance.
Are you getting the feel that people are concerned or nervous? Like, how are they going to feel this? Or they're not like, this was a mistake for them to do that? I think,
and rightfully so. I think people are nervous about the pass protection for C.J. Stroud, and I think most people look at it and you go, well, damn, you needed to get better in the pass protection department. You just traded your best guy. I don't have a problem with people that are nervous, don't understand the move, but the problem is, I mean, especially if you listen to these shows or if you're involved in the media and you cover the team, like, It's silly to walk around talking contract talk. If you cover this football team and you don't understand, or you're a fan for this football team that listens to sports shows like this, and you don't understand the what's going on in this offensive line room, then shame on you. It's blatantly obvious.
And I would say, listen, I'm not going to say it's going to work perfectly. Again, if you've listened to this show, you know where I stand on how they have decided to build this offensive line. It is not at all what I thought they would do. But I will say, the feel it has and the hope it turns out like this is, God, who is going to fill the shoes of Stephon Diggs? That's got to be the conversation in Buffalo last year. Who's going to fill those shoes? God, let me look at this group. And they lost Gabe Davis too.
Yeah.
What are they going to do? Who are they throwing the ball to? I mean, Shakur was nice as a rookie, but what are they doing it to? Okay, Keon Coleman, that's nice. They signed Mac Hollins. They're the number one scoring offense in football. Some people have texted us in addition by subtraction.
Yes.
They wanted to change the room and how the room was going, and I think that is what the Texans are doing. Again, also, and I don't know if it's quite this much, but the thing you hear out of Buffalo was, oh, Diggs was cool. Like maybe people didn't have as much of a problem with Diggs as maybe it showed. Like, you heard glowing things, just like I think you hear glowing things about Tunsil, but they needed to change the fabric of the room.
Yes. Absolutely. And there's nothing wrong with saying it, but for whatever reason, it's not accepted, and it's not, I mean, that like talking contract talk with Laremy Tunsil is plumb ass silly. I mean, it was a byproduct of needing to get rid of him at this point in time. Was he was still valuable, had a couple years on his contract, and you could get some compensation for him, some draft compensation for him. You're lucky that was the case. They were moving on from Laremy Tunsil any way you slice it. D'Amico Ryans didn't stroke him all year long, and then in the moment when he needs to protect his quarterback better, go, you know what? To hell with that guy that I've been telling y'all. I'm lucky to have. To hell with that guy. No, this was. It's just silly. I don't know. I heard it again. I mean, for me, it's just like, come on, man. What are we doing here?
Your thought? It's just very clear. The direction.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com. Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
And they wanted to go.
Right, yeah, yes. This was not a we need contract for CJ or Wheels contract or Stingley's contract. It had nothing to do with that. And this wasn't a... Boy, where we really think we can draft a guy and get talent. I hear people talking about like draft picks and going, oh, if you draft a guy at left tackle, so-and-so was really good and comparing to, no, don't compare him to Tunzel. Don't compare Cam Robinson to Tunzel. It's silly. It's not, you're not going to get there. It's a no-win situation. A rookie or Cam Robinson, they're going to pale in comparison to Laremy Tunzel. Maybe. Understand it's a five-man game and those five guys are going to be better with Laremy Tunsil not being here than the five were when he was
That's
here.
What their plan is.
That's it.
What their hope is. All right, coming up, why yesterday from a long-term perspective was important for the Astros. We'll discuss that coming up next.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. but that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.